This is the regular meeting of the Improvements Committee for January 5th, 2021. Second item on the agenda is comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public? Amelia, any hands go up?
I don't have any hands up. Let me look at my chat. And I don't have any chats. You've got a clean slate today, Randy.
All right. And let's move on to reviewing the monthly updates. Paul?
All right. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Paul Stevenson, Director of Field Operations. Not a lot to update versus what's here in the packet. As it relates to concerns with the wastewater plant's east DAF, which is dissolved air flotation unit. There's a bunch of corrosion going on in there. And based on our review and having some consultants come out and look at it, we're gonna just replace some of the tie rods and some of the wear items inside of the tank this year. And if we can get a substantial amount of it done, we're gonna look to do a recoating project. That would be bringing in a commercial painting company that would sandblast and epoxy coat the interior and possibly exterior. And the water rights renewal, no update with that, still in the process over there at the state. And on the bleach conversion project, the notice to proceed has been issued to Tesco, or I should say the purchase order has been given to Tesco for their work to continue based on from the information from what was approved at the last board meeting. They're just having problems due to COVID to schedule all their staff that's needed for it. So I don't have a start date despite trying to push on this. I've noted to them, I really want to get this done by mid-May at the latest if possible. And in the meantime, electrical work is continuing over there, just pulling some more control wiring for some control systems that will be put in place. No update on the emergency action plans. Those are still in process as well. You can scroll down, Amelia. So it looks like there's a chat from an audience member, Amelia, if you want to address that.
Yes, that is from Les Clark. On projects development, should CSD proactively provide a copy of this project's report to the RMA general manager for their directed attention information on projects within RMA? Thank you, Les.
We could, definitely, most definitely, as it relates to, especially anything that concerns them, we're generally in contact and Tom's always in contact. So yes, we can bring it to their attention and specifically address anything that concerns them as well.
This is Tom. I'll chime in for a second. I meet on a very regular basis with Kevin at the RMA, and we all also have fairly consistent scheduled meetings with the GMs and the organization. So it's important to us to keep that line of communications open as these projects take foot in both the north and south. That's all.
All right, moving on to development projects. All the updates have been provided there in the packet. Retreats East and North, project developer reports it's being redesigned. On Rancho North, nothing new on that since the last board meeting as well. Still in the process of them working through a traffic mitigation study and greenhouse gas studies. On the Murrieta Marketplace project, still no update on that. It's as it was until they're done utilizing the basin for their stormwater control, BMP. Legacy Villas and Suites, that's in the process. Lot 10 with the PDF office, no update on that recently. On lot 9, the developer reports that this project has been approved by the CPAC and that the design review updates have been submitted to Sacramento County. But we don't have anything at this point for review, I believe. And on lot 11, comment letter, I think number 3 has been provided back to the project. And I think it's just a draft as far as the district's review of water sewer drainage concerns with that project. Murrieta Business Park, again, really no update. They're just continuing to build their buildings there. And in the Riverview project is the big one on tap for us here in Rancho Murrieta South. The project anticipates beginning grading of the entire site in April. Of course, that's weather dependent. And then they want to begin the construction of their phases of 1A and 1B as shown on the diagram there, or figure, I should say, in the packet. So phase 1A being pink and 1B being a blue color. And if you could scroll down further, Amelia, that's it for updates. Any questions, anyone?
I have a couple of comments.
Please go ahead.
Go ahead, John.
This is John. On the Taco Bell, they successfully negotiated all the final building elevation changes with design review, and Paul Gumminger, former director, is supposed to be receiving the agreed upon design elevation changes. They're still on for January review at subdivision review. And then my understanding is at that point in time, they'll have their plans in for permit, and they would be, I think they're providing all that information to you guys as to both improvements and the building at the same time. They're not separating their improvement plans without the building. I think it's all together in one set of plans. And then in February, they get the approval from the zoning administrator, the formal approval that allows them to pull their building permit. So they would probably be, by the end of this month, have their plans in for plan check with you and plan check with the county and fire department. And on Riverview, we're not clear on the last round of changes that were requested, and I'd like to get some information on what they're doing on the back end of the project. There is an easement that's proposed, a fenced easement. I'm not sure if the fence is on the riverside or on the Riverview side of the back, which is the north part of the project, which faces the Cosumnes River. But there's both a 100-year floodplain back there where they're designated as a tree mitigation area. And then that's about the limit of where people who obtain access from the Yellow Bridge up to within 3,000 feet of Granley's Dam, there's a location back there that needs to be identified. In the conditions of approval, it spells out a whole bunch of things that need to be done to prevent people from outside of Murrieta who get access up the south side of the Cosumnes River from the Yellow Bridge, which is a requirement that was instituted in 1979, and where they can, at their limit, come up that side of the river. and it's going to be smack dab behind the Riverview subdivision. And the other condition of approval, which has me scratching my head, and I'd like to get everybody's involvement, particularly the Parks representative and the Parks Committee, is they're requesting a pedestrian trail from the edge of Riverview to the Lakeview subdivision, as if they are adjacent to each other. And the only thing between Riverview and Lakeview is Country Club property, 10th and 11th Fairway, and then the road, you know, Murrieta, I guess it's Murrieta South Parkway, that goes between the 11th green and the 12th tee. That whole area is either the street or it is the Country Club property. And so I'm having a tough time trying to understand how they're going to get a trail there without everybody getting together and agreeing, you know, where it could go and where it should go. So I need a little help there as to that being a trail and generally trying to get trails meeting together to talk about all the Rancho North trails that tie into the South and the South trails that get redesignated. Because this one behind Riverview.
Sullivan, thank you very much for your comments. That has been 3 minutes.
Fine. Okay.
John, if I could comment this, Paul, have you reached out to Les Hawk or Paul Hart as representatives of the Riverview Project to voice your concerns?
Yes, I have.
Have you gotten responses?
And I've heard nothing back from them. Understand Catherine is having her baby this month. And so things have slowed down as to how they're moving forward. I'm just trying to make sure that somebody doesn't have a heartache over a condition of approval that can't be met. You know what I mean? They write these things and they are very confusing. And when you read them, you say they didn't obviously understand the facts on the ground or the conditions on the ground when they wrote those conditions of approval. But there's a requirement for them to be completed before they get a building permit. I just don't know how that's all going to happen if they're planning to rock and roll next year or this year.
Yeah. So for the improvements, board members, this is Paul again. These are items that don't directly relate to water, sewer, drainage. However, we as a local government agency are involved in the process. Sacramento County would be enforcing those conditions of approval and those park consideration requirements, as well as the Rancho Murrieta Association, whatever sort of agreement they have in place with the Riverview development as it relates to any park or pedestrian pathway concerns. We can do our best to facilitate trying to find answers for any concerns, but they're not generally within our purview unless it's related to grading of the site or water sewer drainage concerns. So just a heads up on it.
Yeah, I get that. I get that, Paul. And John, I understand your concerns. I would say, Tom, that the conditions of approval for Riverview should be an agenda item on the next board meeting so that everybody's aware of these two situations because it doesn't really involve the improvements committee, but as a member of the parks committee, the CSD board should get involved in that approval process.
Randy, this is John again. There's one other item that improvements would be involved in, and Paul, check me if I'm wrong. They're asking for relocation of golf course irrigation lines that are currently inside the Riverview parcel, and those carry recycled water, and the district certainly would be interested, improvements would certainly be interested in making sure that those relocated lines are up to whatever the specification is for the disposal of that recycled water, I would assume.
Are those lines irrigation lines, or are they supply lines that lead to the lake? Paul, do you know which ones he's talking about?
I believe it's for the turnoff off of the parkway. I forget the name of the court that is going to become the new street. First and Drive, I believe. Where they're going to do some infrastructure improvements there to do a water tie-in. I think they would do some work with the country club as it relates to that. And of course, anything done with recycled water system has to meet the district's recycled water standards.
Yeah. Right. So that affects two locations, the left side of number 4, the par 3, and then the left side of 8 and 9 are affected because the encroachment onto the golf course for the side slopes, and then they're taking out the 9th tee box, which is going to require a bunch of golf course irrigation lines to be moved in that area, along with the main line that crosses that street that's ultimately going to be developed right there between the 8th green where the snack bar is and the 9th tee. So those two areas, and then along 8 and 9, are pretty important to get right.
Yeah, well, I see where the majority of what you're talking about is what they're calling phase 2A. 1B along the 8th hole is probably the first conflict that will happen. Although some of that, where they're starting on phase A might have a conflict with the irrigation system also. Well, it's duly noted, and we will definitely look into it and make sure that whatever they propose will be per our standards.
Thank you.
Paul, anything else?
I had a question. This is Martin.
Go ahead.
I noticed on Riverview, Coastland's been providing comments for quite some time. Are they almost done, and are there any outstanding contentious issues?
The outstanding issue is in relation to, so yes, there, it's continuing, and it will continue as the phases continue, obviously. And Sacramento County is involved as well in the review process. And Sacramento County provided their last review comments back on December 29th as it related to grading and floodplain concerns. I'm sorry, I got a little sidetracked there. But yeah, it's still ongoing. And in the hot topic as it relates to CSD concerns is the discharge of the sewer from the development down along Reynosa Drive. I believe I provided a little bit of an update in the last board packet. We're still trying to resolve that. That's with the engineers of the project. They're going to do some modeling based on information my staff has provided to them. And Coastland is then going to review that modeling when it is done. But nothing's been provided between the Christmas and New Year's holiday. Still in process.
Paul, this is John again. On the backside where they go from that detention basin, and then the water looks like it goes into the wetland area, and then it goes out to the edge of the river, and there's a big box there, and it looks to me like it crosses both the country club property and then Rancho North's property. And in the conditions of approval, I don't know if you have those, I can send them to you. There's another condition that they need to have all the parties consent to that discharge, and I don't know where that is in the process. So if you could help identify that with McKay and Somps, it would be appreciated, because I don't know if they need the country club to sign off or Rancho North to sign off, and I'm not sure where the discharge point is. Okay.
Yeah. May I address that real quick? So I believe all of this, and, you know, don't quote me on it because it's hard for me to find information prior to me being here at the district, but that this stuff was done way, way, way back when those basins were built and the Riverview Park was built. I came across an operations plan for those basins and the information related to those from a different engineering firm. I can't recall off the top of my head right now, but I think that was all handled maybe prior to your parties acquiring Rancho North, but I'd have to look into that further.
Could we get that document scanned and on the website or mailed out?
The operations plan for that basin?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if we'd want it on our website for any useful purpose, but I could share that for sure.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amelia, any hands up?
I don't have any hands up, but I don't have any chats.
Okay. Let's move on to reservoir level update, Paul.
Yes. So per Director Merchant's request to address his concerns with Claro appearing to be very low, it is indeed low. And that's depending on obviously demand, evaporation, seepage, and other concerns with the reservoirs. And we haven't started pumping yet. And to date, we have not pumped from the Cosumnes River up to our storage reservoirs yet. Even today, the river level is not at our required pumping rate to pump. It's at 62 CFS when I checked this morning, but it is on an upwards trend, and water quality in the river, based on staff testing, does look pretty good. So if it does get to 70, we'll probably start pumping.
And then Paul yesterday added, he updated these graphs and broke them out by reservoir. So I'll open that one up so that you can see the individual. Here's all three together. And then let me know when you want me to look at individual ones, Paul.
Sure. So, I mean, this is for the board. There's all kinds of graphs. So hopefully I provided any and more information than you needed, so you can look at them at your leisure and see the history there. You can see that I did call out that in 2013, we did hit a pretty low point in the year. In that year, I actually did something a little special. I should say I contacted the Division of Water Rights and got a variance to our water right to pump because it was a drought year. And that was processed pretty quickly, and I was able to pump and fill the reservoirs. As you can see, the graph goes back up. And if you go way over to the left, around 2003, there's some low dips there. I believe that was done in relation to some work in the Claro Reservoir where they had to fix the drain valve. But information is kind of spotty, as I said, prior to me starting. So if you want, you can just scroll down, and if any of the directors have any questions or comments, please let me know.
Paul, am I right in reading this that the last numbers you have on here are October, and I compare that to 2013 October, it looks like by the time we update this to the end of the year or so, we are on a path to get close to that 2013 number. Is that true?
That's true. We're on that path. One thing that's good with the current rainfall situation is the grounds are pretty saturated. So if we do get a heavy rain, that means it will run off. Usually the first couple rains, you know, unless they come down very heavy, then they just sheet flow off. But once the grounds become saturated, then the lighter rains will tend to shed off into the Cosumnes River watershed and raise the flows in the river. And another thing too is, even if we don't receive direct rainfall here in the community, as long as we receive water up in our watershed and it flows down to us, then we can capture that water as the flow rate's above 70 CFS. As of right now, there's no major concerns. But, you know, if we get into the point where there are concerns, that's where we will dust off our drought contingency plan and potentially start calling some stages. And if needed, if when the river does hit high points, we can kick on the larger pumps and capture more water quicker.
So my question then would be, why? Or is it because since 2013 we've been able to pump earlier, or are we using more water this year? Both. Both.
We're on an upward trend of using water since 2013 somewhat. It's mostly weather related. You know, we had this horrible hot season. A lot of people are working from home. We do have more connections on our system. So we got to throw those factors in, as well as typically we receive a heavy rainfall or two pretty early in the season, which allows us to begin pumping pretty early. As I mentioned, we haven't pumped at all to storage yet, let alone you get direct rainfall from heavy rains, and then those contribute. You know, if you add an inch of rain directly onto your reservoir level, that equates to quite a bit of water. So we haven't gotten any of those good rains like we had in the past as well.
Okay, makes perfect sense. Martin, anything?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Good report. Let's move on to the Laguna Joaquin RFP. Who's got that?
Tom?
Yeah, I've got it. Sorry. there's really nothing new. The RMA board met, and quite a few people were listening to that discussion, and elected to not proceed with assisting to fund the consulting work that we've developed, or that we received two qualified bids for, to solve, you know, to review the Laguna Joaquin and come up with suggestions on how to solve the problems. So we're kind of back to square one. I'll qualify that with, I think Kevin Hubert is still working with it within his realm as far as what options might be out there that may include utilizing part or all of the RFP options. And that being said, nothing else has happened. It was a couple weeks ago that we were informed that the RMA board was not going to participate in funding, and then the holidays hit. So I'm looking forward to reaching out to Kevin in the near future to find out if there's been any other changes in their approach to how we want to handle Laguna Joaquin.
Paul, did you want to say anything about the meeting that we had with Rod and Kevin at Chesbro?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I unfortunately don't have any really updates from that meeting. I've been off for the holidays, and but we met up at the Chesbro Reservoir, looked and discussed the ideas of potentially pumping from Chesbro or pulling a siphon of sorts, because Chesbro's in a higher elevation than Laguna Joaquin, or the area is irrigated by the Rancho Murrieta Association, that they could pull raw water from Chesbro through a meter and system and tie it back into their irrigation system. I'm looking at that and potential involved with that as a follow-up from that meeting.
Great, thank you. Mm-hmm. Any comments or questions?
I'd like to ask if staff has been at the manhole on the apartment site that runs between the diversion box and the 42-inch outfall. Paul, do you have any idea?
Paul?
Maybe you should just call me offline and we'll discuss what I've discovered over there.
Okay.
Good idea. Anything further on Laguna Joaquin? Hearing none, let's move on to the CIA Ditch Ad Hoc Committee.
That's me again. And we have not had any meetings since that ad hoc committee was created. And again, it's just the fallout of it being the holidays and a couple weeks where a lot of people weren't available. I do understand that the CIA ditch is having an issue with the culvert pipes just south of the highway, where the ditch crosses underneath the freeway. And it's something we have to take a look at. There had been somewhat of a repair done relative to a beaver dam being pulled out. But again, it looks like there might be some additional problems with that section, and we maybe have to come to the board shortly to talk about a repair. But other than that, there's been no action on this ad hoc committee.
Okay. Very
Is everybody aware of the repair that RMA and CSD were involved in?
I believe we are, Martin.
I heard about it.
Okay. Very hard to get any committees together with this lockdown situation in Sacramento County and, of course, the holidays. So I'm sure that we will get going with that ad hoc committee shortly. Moving on to director and staff comments. First, staff, any comments?
Just briefly, I wanted to give kudos to my staff to taking care of a sinkhole and a storm drain pipe over on that fed Laguna Joaquin off of Kalina Lane. So a sinkhole had formed as a corrugated metal pipe had failed. They blocked that area off, make sure no one would fall into there, drained Laguna down and dug that out and replaced it and did an excellent job getting that taken care of with the holidays looming. So just kudos to my staff on that.
Great.
And I'd like to follow up on Paul's comment. We did drain down Laguna Joaquin as much as possible, and it remained in that state for about 2 weeks, just as a kind of a visual to see what would happen. I don't think it's been drained that far in a few years, and gave Kevin and Rod and Paul and I a chance to kind of look at the basin and figure out what our options might be, since this RFP for consulting services seems to have fizzled out. So if you were paying attention, you would see the birds were quite happy because they were, with the water being down quite a bit, they were able to access a lot of fish that apparently they weren't accessing before. So we have since plugged it back up and it's filling up with the rain. So
when we do that, isn't there like a lot of trash pickup that's done around the edges that kind of helps the whole situation?
It was discussed to have the crew, both from the RMA and the CSD, spend some time going around the lake to pick up. And I'm not sure if that resulted in any work on behalf of the RMA, because again, not very many people are around the past couple of weeks.
Right.
So I can comment on that next month and maybe get a little bit more information out on Laguna Joaquin between now and then, because of people getting back to work and paying attention again.
Okay. Director comments. Martin, anything?
I don't have any.
And as I do not have anything either, we will move to adjourn. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this morning, and have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.